Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Damn, Chris, yesterday we were so close. They went into the middle of the night. I was feeling so good. I slept like a baby thinking that today I was going to be delivered. It was going to be Christmas Eve, and I was going to get the present I wanted, and now I don't have it. So we'll talk about that and much more, but I'm mad.
I wasn't nearly as optimistic as you. And
even yesterday when they went 16, like there was a chance.
No, it looked better, but I didn't. Right? I wasn't feeling like it was a done deal. You seem to think it was pretty much a done deal.
Yeah, and that they didn't stop it because you remember the original deadline was yesterday.
Right.
So I thought like they would have stopped it if they really didn't believe they could get a deal.
They
so
just seemed far apart. They just seemed far apart.
Yeah, but they made some concessions to each other, so it was surprising.
Not enough. Anyway. But we'll get into that. We got Ephraim Salaam joining us at the bottom of the hour.
Wow.
Of course, the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager, who I'm sure Rob feels a lot like you. Damn.
About this.
So let's get right into it.
Yes.
Let's get right into it, Rob. I don't know. I mean, are you blaming somebody for this? No bank. Well, and what they've said so far is, right, the owner said they're not going to play the first two series.
Right, which is the first season. Week. You know, that's usually right. A three-game series.
Which is odd because that means teams will have different, like, one team might miss five games, one might miss seven. It's just, you know what I mean? That's odd that their teams may end up playing odd number of games.
We've had that before where by percentage because of games missed, Chris. So that's the only way you can do it because of series. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so because baseball is played in three or four game series or two games, you have to go by series, not by number of games, because then you might send somebody to Pittsburgh for one game because originally they had a four-game series. So that's why they do it that way. But anyway, you know, I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. And you know this. We both are players' guys. I respect the
– I mean, I am. I'm starting to wonder.
But I'm going to say this. I have mad respect for the baseball union, Chris. It's the best union in the United States. Forget about pro sports.
Yes.
It
has been. It became in the 60s and 70s.
I'm just talking about they get. Yes. And when you look at what the players have and guaranteed contracts and lifetime health care and all kinds of other perks and stuff that other leagues, they've never had a salary cap, where the other sports have had salary caps for 30 years, Chris. They've never had that because the players have fought against it. They've won a lot of battles, and they've fought for a lot of things. And there's a lot of money out there. Baseball, contrary to popular belief, has never been healthier financially. I'm talking about money-wise. It's a $10.5 billion business, and you got to figure out a way to split it between the two sides. And I know Rob Manfred, the commissioner, Chris, is getting killed today, and he's the worst.
This isn't Rob Manfred, though.
Thank you.
These are the owners and the players.
He works for them, Chris. Right. He works for the owners, and people have to understand that. He has marching orders.
Right.
This is what we want. This is what we're not giving into. Like, this is, and as a commissioner, it's a slippery slope because you don't oversee the entire game on both sides. Right. That's why there's a union chief. Right? Tony Clark.
I don't think he's a great commissioner, but this isn't on him.
No.
Much as people are trying to blame him.
To totally blame him.
Right.
But I just wonder as you know, times have changed and where people are, Chris, mentally, financially, just where we are in the world, I think it's harder and harder for people to look at guys making millions of dollars playing ball and feel sympathy or feel not that they don't have a case on certain things. So I'm not saying they don't have a case and they shouldn't have the right to negotiate a new CBA and work for it. But I'm talking about the average Joe finds it harder and harder to buy into this notion like poor players and they're getting raked over the coals, and every year we see four or five guys get $300 million contracts. So I think there's a fine line, Chris, inside the details that the players have a right, but the bigger picture that most people see does not shed positive light on the players. And it becomes a thing of how much is enough? What else do you want? And I think that's what it is. It's not the entire reality because
I don't think that's the reality at all.
You know,
I mean,
first of all,
I get it. We're in a pandemic, or hopefully we seem to be maybe coming out of it. And that has heightened people's sensibilities to that. But people always feel this way. When we're not in a pandemic, when times are booming and there's a strike or a lockout or players want more, fans always feel this way. Because the bottom line is they look at you as a guy making millions of dollars playing a kid's game. Playing a game that many of us played as kids. Right. And we would gladly play for, you know, if we could play it for a living for free, we'd do it. If we could, you know, pay our bills.
Right,
but now you're making millions of dollars. But my point is this, Rob. I think the fans, even though that's how they tend to look at it, regardless of the sport, they tend to blame the players. You know why? Because the players' contracts are publicized in the newspapers, on the websites, talked about on the TV and radio shows, not what the owners make. So you're right. Yeah, we look at it like, man, you're millionaires. You got it made. What more do you want? Guess who they're fighting against? Billionaires. What more do the billionaires want? I mean, the billionaires don't even make their money by and large off of the sports. The billionaires have made their money elsewhere. The team is a hobby for them.
For many.
And they're still, for many, and they're still fighting against the players. So the players are the ones that don't have the money, you know, relatively speaking, in this battle between millionaires and billionaires. So I think for those fans who are looking at the players and blaming the players, I think that's off. I think that's short-sighted because the owners have way more money than the players, and they're playing hardball just as much, if not more, than the players are.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that point, and that's why I said there's a difference between reality and what people see as reality and the bottom line or inside the details of a contract. So I agree with that. But that's not how most people look at it, only from the standpoint of, Chris, I think you brought up a good point. We've all played baseball. We all could relate to that. But we can't all relate to being an owner of something and managing. Now, I've been a business owner, okay, for a long time.
Well, it's different viewpoint when you're an owner.
I've run businesses, and I know, you know, the sacrifice that I had to give, yep. Chris, and I had to take money from my family and my thing to pay bills, to get things started. It ain't always automatic. So I do understand that you make an investment to try to get something started. And I don't think that it's that owners should just say, oh, okay, no matter what, yeah, here you go. Whatever you want, we'll just give you whatever you want.
No, because here's the thing.
But that's not how business works.
You said taking your money to get something started. Which one of these owners did that? The teams are appreciating in value.
Yeah, but
the
but
last
Chris, they
four
made,
years, but, I know they had the pandemic and all that, but they didn't play the players, but for what, 60 games?
Yeah, and but they lost a lot of money that
no,
year.
No, they lost, but they a lot of times, and here's the dirty little secret, across the sports, at least I know the NBA better, but I'm sure it happens at least sometimes in other sports, there are times when an owner loses money during a season, right? But you make your money as an owner generally on the appreciation of your franchise. And when you sell it for a huge gain over what you bought it for. So that's why, look, the game has still been making money. The salaries have gone down over the last few years, relatively speaking. So what are the owners, you know, why are they being so tight fisted with the players? Like, I do think that, and look, both of them, for the average citizen, it's millionaires versus billionaires. So you know, you're like, look, they're all making much more than
right,
me.
Right, right, right. That's why.
But, I do agree with you, Rod, that most people do blame players, but I don't think that's right.
No,
I think we blame the players because that's who we know, that's who we follow, that's
and
who we
do
see,
know. We do know right? more about them. We don't know that the Yankees get $400 million, Chris, from the YES Network every year. So imagine the Yankees' payroll is $200 million, okay? They get $400 million for TV, local TV rights. There's radio rights, there's signage in the stadium, right? There's tickets, hot dogs, parking. The money adds up.
Oh,
they've
yeah.
already made $200 million before they even sold a ticket. So there is money there, and the owners are making a lot. But I do believe that there's a point, even with when you own a business compared to someone working for you, that you just don't turn over the keys and say, oh, yeah,
no,
I made enough, take whatever you want.
You don't do that. Right. No, you don't do that. And look, there are players. I mean, Michael Jordan was, Rob, the 98-99 lockout. And Jordan was right at the center of it. It was right before he retired the second time. And then he becomes an owner eventually. And so he's seen it at both sides.
He's seen it at both
right?
sides. Absolutely.
And it is different. I get it. It's different when you're an owner. But I just think that the owners aren't, you know, their hands aren't clean.
No,
their hands
I didn't say that. I agree with that.
Dirtier than the players are.
But I think when you look at baseball players, Chris, compared to their other contemporaries.
Well, basketball players are doing fine too.
Right, you but I'm talking about still. About I'm talking about, but still,
football
always,
is the one that gets housed.
Like when you look at what they football players, Chris, would die to have the deal that baseball players have now. Would right. die to have that deal. Forget about right. the new deal and what they want. They would die to have what they have. And I'm not saying baseball players should just be satisfied. They have some really good points on things that they want to accomplish. But deep down, you can't damage the sport to a point where, on both sides, that you're going to have some collateral damage. So you're talking about salaries going down. If we miss a month or two or whatever, or the season – it can change the
landscape.
Well,
that's going to be an argument now because right. the players want to get paid for these games they're going to miss. I mean, you know,
that's going to be an argument because the players right. are going to say, the owner's going to say, we're not
no,
making up any games.
Exactly.
And that, it is what it is. And here's the other part. That's going to be another sticking point as we move forward.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We're going to go to the NBA. No more baseball talk this hour. We'll try to, you know, get our mind on more pleasant things. And there's nothing really more pleasant right now, Rob, than Ja Morant in the NBA. Did you see some of what he did last night? It was just a bevy of highlights. I mean, first of all, the dunk over 7-foot Jakob Poeltl. Here's some of the play-by-play of his highlights.
Grab by Adams, baseball to Morant.
Good night! End it all right there. Jakob Poeltl has been posterized by Ja Morant. I thought I'd seen it all, and now I've seen more. A 7-footer just got ended at the rim.
And then, Rob, did you see his play at the, was it the end of the first half?
Yes, to close out the half.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. Steven Adams throws a full court pass from out of bounds. Ja catches it 94 feet away in midair, turns in all in one motion without hitting the ground, and sinks, I don't know what it was, a 16, 17 footer from behind
it was pretty impressive. It really was. And it took... You have to have such athletic ability, Chris, to make that happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's skill in making shots, but my God, like, that was one. And it reminded me, like, all the highlights he had last night was like watching that Westbrook highlights of all those misses this year. Like, remember we watched
the turnovers,
that? Yeah, and all that. But Ja Morant, he made his own. Chris, and it was pretty amazing. And he's been a great young player for them. Last year, you remember, in the playoffs, he was good, right? Beat Steph and them. Got his team to the playoffs.
Yep.
So he's had a nice start to a career. And it's funny because we talked about it earlier this year. When he was out, the Grizzlies kept winning. Even without him. You remember he was a little salty. Because when he came back, I think they lost, Chris, two in a row. And Yeah, and they were like, well, we had won 10 in a row before you got back. What's going on? But they love him down there, and he's a great young player.
Exciting. I think, Rob, and we're going to get to his MVP, you know, him in the MVP race. I think he is the most exciting. And this is not prisoner of the moment. Rob G can attest. I've said this to him a few weeks ago. I think he's the most exciting player to enter the league since Vince Carter and Kobe Bryant. And Kobe obviously entered in 96. I believe Vince entered in 98. So I guess I would say the most exciting player to enter the league since Vince Carter, since Kobe was before him. Iverson, for all those that want to say AI, was before him.
What about
he entered
Derek
with
Rose?
Kobe. Yeah, I think Ja's more interesting. I think he's more exciting.
Really?
And that's not to say Derek wasn't exciting. Derek was phenomenal.
Derek won an MVP and put on an unbelievable
And I'm
year.
Not saying I just, best. I mean, clearly LeBron James is the best player to enter the league since Kobe Bryant and Vince Carter. But I'm just saying most exciting. Now, you, I mean, there are arguments for other players. Some right. might say D-Rose.
That's right.
Some,
that's...
Rob, some might say, and I think there's an argument for this, Steph Curry. Now, it's not high-flying dunks and stuff, but just the distance he shot the ball with. He does have a tremendous handle, one of the best we've seen. He can finish at the rim, and he's, you know, phenomenal shooting the ball. And then somebody might say Kyrie Irving, just for sheer handle and things like that. But I would say, and I am skewing it. I'm looking at high-flying, acrobatic plays, whether they're layups or dunks, dunks over people for a guy that's 6'2". And so that's what I'm looking at is exciting. That's how I'm defining it. That's subjective. But I do think, Rob, I think he's the most exciting player we've seen since Vince Carter entered the league in, I believe, 1998. Let me check that out.
Yeah, I just think it's such a subjective thing, and you just brought it up when you named people. There are other people who have different flavor, who love to see other things from people, but he's definitely one of the most exciting to come around. And
Vince was 98.
Was it 98 for Vince?
Yep.
Yeah. So definitely he's in that conversation. Everybody has their different flavor and what they
do. You have one? Like, would you say Rose?
Oh, Derrick Rose was a pretty amazing, and he did finish the job by winning an MVP, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, it was that kind of
year. I'm not even talking
I know.
Winning.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's how well he played. He made a big difference and a mark in the league. It was a shame that he got injured, and you know what I mean? Right. We never got to see D. Rose be that guy. I'm gonna pick Derrick Rose. And not that Ja Morant. I just think he's fresh in our minds. He's something we're seeing today. We saw yesterday. It's easy just to say, boom, it's him, because we don't have a playback, Chris, of all the other players and what they were doing. At that time, we might have been a little gung-ho about them, you know what I mean, or a little more. It's always easier to pick the guy you last saw. So I'm going to say Derrick Rose.
Yeah, Rose, I feel strongly about Ja over Rose as far as excitement. Now, Rose was exciting. He was far more herky-jerky than Ja. Dunked on people, not I don't think as much as Ja. I don't think he had the hops, as good of hops as Derrick Rose had. I don't think he had them like Ja, and didn't dunk on guys as much as Ja. And some of that's because he's a two-footed jumper. And that can, I mean, Dominique was also a two-footed jumper. So some of the best dunkers ever have been two-footed, Sean Kemp. But I think when you're a smaller guy, you kind of got to gather yourself. You're not just soaring off 1 foot over guys like we see Ja do. But Rose was terribly exciting. There's no doubt about that. And you're right, Rob. It's just unfortunate. It's nice that he still has been able to play in the league and do well. Not this year,
right. But last year with the Knicks, he really had a big comeback and was an important player for them, Chris, off the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's he's with his man, Thibodeau. But let's get to Ja in the MVP race. And I'm a voter. Right now, I would have Joel Embiid. And here's one of the big arguments against Ja. As great as he's been, he's in the running. I think Ja Morant, I think DeMar DeRozan. I talked about this last week, Rob. People got to start looking at DeMar DeRozan. I know he's not a name you typically associate with the MVP, but they're the second seed right now. If they finish as the second seed, he continues to play well, and, you know, Philadelphia falls off or Embiid misses some games. Milwaukee, you know, doesn't climb in the rankings. Golden State, you know, Steph doesn't go on a tear. Like, I think his chances are really good. But here's the thing about Ja, and you mentioned it earlier, Rob. Their record with him is 32-18. Okay.
And I'm going to guess. Let me guess. They're 10-4.
11-2.
Okay.
Right. And here's the other thing, Rob. They started the season with a healthy Ja, 9-10. Ja got hurt, and they went 10-2.
Right, because you remember they had 1-10 and it was 10 in a row.
And that's when the fan was like, when Ja first came back, and the fan was like, "Oh, stay away," and you know, Ja commented on it in the press conference. Obviously, that fan was wrong, but that's where it all stemmed from. And they've been able to win with Ja since then. But that, to me, that's a big thing. 32-18. So the record is worse. It's a smaller sample size, obviously, without him. But their record with him is worse than their record without him. And I'm going to say this,
which is very, very weird. I mean, very weird. And, Chris, I think you would only – go ahead. Don't lose your train of thought. But I think you only hold it against him if there was some – if it's a close race. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can make the case that, say, with Embiid and without Embiid, the Sixers without Embiid were 1-9. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that would work in his favor.
Yeah, if it's
compared
to
Ja,
if it's close.
There,
yep. And I remember when Steve Nash won his first MVP. Steve Nash, again, a guy nobody thought of as a freaking MVP candidate. Dallas didn't even go all that hard to re-sign him as a free agent. The view was that he was on the decline. His last year in Dallas wasn't all that great. And then he goes to Phoenix with Mike D'Antoni.
With the right system and players, and he won back-to-back.
Well, and the thing that really made me begin looking at him as, man, and I voted for him, this guy's MVP was, you remember, he went to Phoenix. They played tremendously. Record was off the chain.
Won like 60
His numbers
games.
Were great, but beyond that, it was Amari's numbers were fantastic. I think Joe Johnson was there. Sean Marion's numbers were like, you didn't necessarily know how much of it was Nash. Obviously, a big part of it, but was it more Amari and Marion or what? And then Nash got hurt. If I remember correctly, he sat out like 5 games, and they went in the tank.
Right.
Like, not only did they lose, but they went from scoring like 107 points, which at that time was a lot, to like 85 or something. Like, it just, everything shifted. And that's what made me say, this dude is the reason they've, you know, gone into the stratosphere. So, with Ja, it's the opposite. And so, I'm not saying he can't win the MVP or he's, you know, disqualified because of that. But, Rob, as you said, if it's close... And it is close.
That's
and
the
Joel
problem.
Embiid,
right.
Yeah. Now, look, maybe Embiid's numbers, I mean, the first 2 games were terrific, but maybe do his numbers really decline when Harden's there? I mean, we'll see. But
I
think he's a front runner.
Yeah, and we'll have to see them against some other competition, see what happens then. You know, even Kerry Kittle said in the postseason, they're going to change that around. I know that doesn't count for the MVP, but I'm saying as we go forward or get closer to it. So we'll see. But I think Ja only gets hurt if it's a close race.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's time.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? But can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For Celebrity Corner.
Oh my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, this guy has been in some of my favorite movies. The Temptations, yes. The Five Heartbeats, Above the Rim, Waiting to Exhale, Little Richard, Cool Runnings. We could go on and on.
The Wiz.
Has a new A new movie coming out tomorrow, hits theaters. Check it out. It's also got Bruce Willis, Kevin Dillon, and Frank Grillo. That's an awesome lineup. It's called A Day to Die. And we welcome in our man, Leon. What's up, brother?
Yo,
how are you, man?
Leon, what up?
What's going on? I'm going on. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well.
Well, you're saying that because he's a New Yorker. He's a Knicks fan, so you know we got to ask him about his week.
Well,
Knicks.
Wait a minute. Well, last year he was riding high, if I remember correctly, and things have turned quickly in the Big Apple.
Quickly.
Right, Leon?
We're going to get into that. I want to ask you quickly about your movie. Tell us about the movie. We're going to get into basketball, but tell us about the movie. Like you said, it hits theaters tomorrow.
It's theaters Friday, the 4th.
Friday. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right. The New York screening is tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the big movies start on a Friday night, date night. But go ahead. Bruce Willis,
about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's an urban action drama directed by a young, up-and-coming black African-American, obviously, action director, which there are very few of. So, you know,
right.
That's the reason why I did this movie. I wanted this drive with this director named Wes Miller. And I think he's going to be doing great things. And, the movie is about a parole officer who accidentally kills a drug syndicate leader's man. And drug syndicate leader decides that he owes him reparations. $2 million, and he gives him $12 to get it to him.
Help me with this in an action film. I know Bruce Willis has been around for a while, but how does he maneuver the wheelchair around in this picture?
Bruce is in great shape. I'm just playing.
He's just been in so many movies for a long time. He's been in everything.
Let's get to the hoop, and I want to ask you about stuff around the league, but I can't let you go without saying something about your Knicks, man. When are the Knicks ever going to get it together? Really?
Look, in order for them to get it together, they must stick to a plan, you know. And the fact of the matter is, they went off that plan this year. They had a good team last year, but that team was predicated on defense, okay? Then they wound up giving Coach Thibodeau not the kind of team that he can have and play that kind of style that he likes.
True.
It was a strong defensive team. So for me, they basically, if they had a system, if they were moving the right direction, they went the wrong way. They took a wrong turn. You got to build on what you have. You have a strong defensive team. Don't bring anyone in there that can't add to that strong defense.
But wait a minute, Leon. You got to admit, too, that Julius Randle is not the same player. Last year, he surprised everybody, had a tremendous season. This year, he's not even close. Teams are not going to let him beat them. So he's changed, hasn't he?
Oh well, no, without a doubt. But and what happened is, the Atlanta Hawks exposed them,
right?
And so everyone saw that, and they just followed the blueprint. So unless he figures out a way to do something different, like work on the right hand, right. and just make the right decisions. I mean, really what comes down to Knicks lose is down the stretch they make the wrong decisions.
And look, Randle is what he is, too. I mean,
but last year, Chris, he was great.
Second team All-NBA.
He was great.
But that was an aberration. He's not like one of the top 15, 20 players in the league.
No,
and this
no
is,
way.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
But no, but not, me, not this. No, last year he was.
I had him. Yeah. I voted him on my second team. I think I had him second.
He deserved
team.
It.
Made second. I had second or third. But let me ask you, are you one of those New Yorkers that's holding out hope about getting Zion? Obviously, there's issues with him in New Orleans.
Can I ask you a question?
Why
in the hell would I want Zion?
Well, it seems like all of New York is just holding its breath, hoping that they can get Zion. I hear you. Because we don't know when dude going to play.
Okay, so check this out, all right? When he was drafted, and then it was the Zion sweepstakes, right? I kept telling everyone now tapped me on the back. I said, listen, I wouldn't take Zion. I'd take Ja Morant. He's wow. NBA right now. Zion has the kind of game in which I don't know he's going to be healthy a lot.
When he plays, he's put up tremendous numbers.
They didn't win.
Okay.
numbers don't matter if they don't equate to wins.
Ja is winning.
Okay,
so do you have Ja? Leon, I want your opinion on this. I think Ja is the most – and this isn't based on last night. I mean, obviously he was great last night, but I've been saying this for now weeks, if not months. He's the most exciting player to enter the league since Vince Carter in 1998.
Okay, so now, this is what I have to say. I wouldn't say that he's the most exciting player to enter the league, because when you say that, that usually implies the person, when he entered the league, he was exciting right off the bat. He just, right off the bat.
Okay.
I mean, I would say a couple players in the last 2 years that were a little bit more exciting in their rookie year than he was, although he was rookie of the year. He has become box office.
That's okay. Fair. Has become the most exciting.
He was good.
Saying that.
He was right. Good off the bat. That's why he won rookie of the year. He was good off the bat. But he's become exciting.
Leon, let me ask you about the Lakers. And a lot of people didn't think it was going to work. Chris and I were skeptical of Westbrook fitting. And then, the older team. They have the oldest team in the league. And they've struggled to defend. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. It's worse than we could have even imagined. But the other night they got drilled by the Pelicans, and you know you're a big time actor. You sitting in the good seats down close. Did you see the players go after fans, verbally, and tell them that they don't know basketball and whatnot? Did you see all that? And what do you make of that when players are mad at fans because they got booed and turn on the crowd?
Let me tell you something. Losing brings on all types of behavior, usually bad. You're frustrated. And when you're frustrated and you have someone saying something to you, look, when you're winning, When LeBron is winning, you can't say nothing to LeBron. You can't say a damn thing that would affect him in any way, shape, or form. Am I correct?
Yeah, but fans have a right to boo, though. They pay their good money, right? If you're dissatisfied,
Listen, they definitely can boo. They definitely can boo, and you have to take it. You know, you just got to go out there and take it. If you're not giving them that product, look, the Lakers situation is this. I personally, when you say it wasn't going to work, well, I could see maybe it not working. But me not working with the Lakers means they won't win a championship. None of us had any idea they would maybe make the playoffs.
Right.
No, I agree with that. I don't think we didn't say they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, as bad as it has been, I agree with you that we couldn't see this, but we didn't see them gelling and coming out of the West and winning a championship. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the good things about being in New York, I don't think enough New Yorkers take advantage of it, but I tell Knicks fans, look, you got the Nets right there. You don't even have to leave the city. And you could become a Nets fan. I mean,
Chris,
they came into
Chris,
your
you're
backyard.
You're being naive.
No,
Chris
I'm not. Well, no,
yes, you
I'm
are.
Not,
fans
I
don't
know
change
most
their
New
allegiances.
Yorkers don't do it.
Yeah, they don't change
their
allegiances.
But their team that came to New York, they got all awesome players. So let me just ask you this.
Rob, you know, that's Middle America talking, right? You
know, I know.
Hey,
Chris, Chris, you're not keeping it real. Yes, it ain't going to happen. Even when, if you were a Yankee fan in New York, when Strawberry and Gooden and all those guys were winning, and nobody flipped over Chris and went, oh, the Mets are hot. Look at Daryl Strawberry. If you were a Yankee fan, right, Leon? You were a Yankee fan. You didn't care.
The Nets have to get fans from somewhere.
But listen, Hope, this is what I want to say something. The Nets. You're talking about the same Nets that have just lost 12 out of 14 games? That Nets?
Oh, so you down on the Nets? It's injuries,
listen,
you know
what
that.
I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. You talk about an awesome team with great players and everything else. Okay, well, if they were that, maybe they would lure me over. But they're not.
So hold up. All right, so give me your – what you foresee, it looks like Kyrie's going to be able to play home games in a few weeks, we think. Kevin Durant is supposed to get back.
Did you see today's announcement?
Well, that he's not doing it just for Kyrie, and they're not doing it soon, right?
Right, he's not going to do it because it sends a bad message to people.
Right, well, just for Kyrie, but it does still seem like they may do it in a few weeks once they get all the science, right? That's what he's waiting for.
Let's assume
they get Kyrie back and Durant. What do you see? Do you think they're going to be dangerous, have a chance to get to the finals?
I think they definitely have a chance with those two guys healthy. But, you know, the problem you have to have is in order for them to win in the playoffs, the team has to gel. Those guys haven't even played together.
I'm with you on that.
I don't know what's going on with Ben. Yeah, no all-star team is going to beat a team that gels. So what I'm saying is that they got to play games together. They got to get on the floor together.
Right. No doubt. All right, that's our man, Leon. I wish we had more time, man, because I know how much you love basketball.
We'll do it again. And good luck with the movie,
Leon. Yeah, I can't wait to go see it. I'm going to take my wife.
Thank you very much. Yeah, A Day to Die in theaters and VOD this Friday on the 4th. And more importantly, yeah, when are you guys going to have people in the studio again? When are we going to like get together and chop stuff?
Hey, we're not even in the studio.
I know. We haven't been in the studio for 2 years. Crazy.
Right.
And can I ask you something? How do you feel about that?
I got to admit, I ain't mad about it.
Yeah, it's not the same. When you're in the same room, Chris and I did the Super Bowl together.
It's definitely better, yeah.
Yeah, when you're in the same room. You know that doing radio.
You can play off each other.
Yeah,
you know.
It's a little easier.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys, can you at least step it up to some like to Zoom or something like that?
Well, we do YouTube. We're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube, so we see each other.
I see what it is. I'm not camera ready. I'm not big enough to be on YouTube channel.
We're not there yet. Right.
We didn't want you making us look bad, man, by putting you on here with us.
I'm only here for voiceovers and stuff. That's right.
Hey, that's a lucrative business. Go do some cartoons and movies. You know what I'm saying?
Who you tell it? You tell it.
I know.
That's our man, Leon. Check him out. A Day to Die in theaters Friday. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.